city, your music, your life. This is Barometer with Jody Vance.
Back with our foodie blogger, goodlifevancouver.com blogger Cassandra Anderton joins us to talk restaurant patios. What do you have for us today?
Best casual patio. I don't know if you've been, but the galley at Jericho Sailing Club has one of the best views of the ocean and the North Shore. And a lot of these people who have memberships at the Yacht Club, the Van Yacht Club, and the Point Grey Tennis Club, they have the same view as the public Jericho Sailing Club. But the food is far cheaper. You don't need a membership. And I have ate at all three places, and I'd like to say that I have agreed with a lot of my friends in that fact that the galley does have better food.
Best fish and chips ever.
Oh, I thought I haven't had. I've had their burgers. They have all sorts of different toppings, nachos. They have things like mussels and fish tacos. I noticed that they're also doing breakfast. So from open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. during the summer. I can't think of a cheaper and better place in the city to dine at.
Sweet. I like that one. I'm going to use that one. The galley.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, bike on out there or watch people walk by and watch the sailboats and all for a non-membership price.
I'm in.
Best urban patio, Crave on Main Street. They have a little patio in the back where they grow some herbs and a little bit of a garden tucked in just off of Main Street near 23rd. And this is a restaurant that Chef Wayne Martin has put together, and he went off and did another couple restaurants, but he's back full-time at Crave, and they've got exceptional food and great BC and international wines and beers. Their tempura ahi tuna roll I love, pulled pork sandwich, buttermilk chicken cob salad. These are all things that that I love. And Wayne was the chef at the Four Seasons, so you sort of you know the quality is very good here. So one of my favorite little tucked away places. Have you been?
It's only 10 a.m. and my mouth is watering.
I know. And they're open at 11.
Sweet.
Till 10 and 9 a.m. on weekend brunch, and really good brunch menu there. So
Crave on Main Street. Got it.
Yes. Now, fine dining. There's some great places around the city, but one of my top picks has to be C Restaurant. Robert Clark's back on the stoves. The chef there's moved on for a bit, and they're seeking a new, you know, day-to-day chef. So the executive chef, Robert Clark, he's working almost every night there.
Wow.
And amazing view, as you know, Granville Island, the ship's sailing by, and they have some couches out there so you can sit and have some drinks. And an early prefix menu is just $45, so you can have things like lobster bisque for your first course, the overnight baked beef short rib, and perhaps the raspberry salad with vanilla pound cake, and that's just $45. So it isn't, you know, the price is right, and you just have to dine a little earlier or save up and hit it another night and do a multi-course dinner.
That's one we got to get to soon, because it's exceptionally rare to have the executive chef actually in there preparing your food.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely influences things, and who knows, we'll have somebody new in there and things will be just as good, but I just I love that place, and the service is always exceptional, and their wine list again is fabulous. So lots of places to go for all different budgets.
You betcha. Cassandra Anderton, blogger, goodlifevancouver.com is where you'll find all of this information and so much more. Cassandra, thanks for this.
Let's hope for some sunny patio weather.
Listen to Jody Vance weekdays 2 to 6 p.m. on the Courage in Vance Show on Shore 104.